moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
And welcome back to the Gosscast. It's myself, Ali Ryan, and I'm here with Kendra Becker.
Hey.
Editor at large. And yeah, we took a couple of few weeks off. Kendra, you were away on holidays.
Yeah.
And I was just busy. No excuse, really. but we also were just waiting on confirmation on a couple of things. So we're really excited to announce our new sponsor for the Gosscast, which is such a good fit for us. It's the amazing Crave Closet. So excited. If you don't know about Crave Closet, like you've been living under a rock. So cravecloset.com, they're an Irish owned clothing website. Like all the influencers, celebrities, like everyone's wearing their stuff. They have the coolest stuff from like really, really cool swimwear to like, you know, those really cool white tops going around with the puffy sleeves, translucent kind of sleeves. Well, how would you describe them, Kendra?
Translucent, isn't that like a powder?
Transparent.
Yeah.
Transparent.
Yeah.
There's another word for that. Like, I'm not good with the fashion new terms. But those huge puffy sleeves, I love them. And Laura McLaughlin, who owns Crave, she's such a nice girl. They just announced they were going into Topshop. So we're celebrating that collaboration by having them on board as our new sponsor for the Gosscast. So Topshop in Stephen's Green, in Cork as well, and in Belfast, Victoria Square. There's now three places you can go in and shop Crave Closet in the stores. But obviously go on to cravecloset.com and you'll be able to get stuff. The prices are so reasonable. They have amazing dresses, and particularly coming up for festival season, they have really, really cool festival clothes. So yeah, we're really excited to be teaming up with them. We're going to be doing a massive giveaway, not this weekend, but next weekend. And we're going to have Laura on herself talking about how she started the business and what's to come as well. So yeah, really excited. So we'll get into the episode now. So as I was saying, we've kind of been on a break for the last couple of weeks. So we wanted to spend this episode kind of catching up with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I wish this was like a phone-in show so we could talk to people. Like,
I know.
Hello?
So many things have happened in the past few weeks.
So many things. I always say this to Kendra. Every time she goes on holidays, like everything in the world,
the world
happens.
Ends.
The biggest dramas happen in Dublin. The hugest stories break online. It's like, every time she goes, I'm like, dear God. Or if you watch Line of Duty, it's Mother of God.
Mother of God.
Like even TV stuff, there's been lots. Like Line of Duty came to an end. Game of Thrones is nearly at the end. Like I feel like you've been gone for 6 years.
No, like it's actually crazy. The amount of things that
so happened. Much. Obviously the number one thing I feel like that happened in the last couple of weeks was Meghan and Harry having the baby.
Yeah.
Like, were you expecting the name Archie?
No, I was like so shook by that name.
I thought it was going to be a girl.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a girl as well. But like Archie, I said it to you. I was like, that's like a dog's name.
Yeah, no, I know, literally. And
then like when I saw the like meaning behind the name and stuff, I was like, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
But
so
at the start, I was like,
Archie is like brave, and then Harrison is son of Harry.
Yeah. That's cute.
And then I'm like, is Allison son of Ali?
Do I have to call my son Allison? Yeah, I never like even realized that Harrison.
But like, it's so funny. Like, we're obviously all looking into it and like getting the Greek meanings behind things. Like they could have been like, love the name Archie.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And where like it means brave, and they're like, oh right, shit. They're like, does it?
Didn't know.
But it was so funny. I don't even think we put it on the site because it was so bizarre. But we saw that story that a close pal of hers said that she named Archie after her dead cat.
Yeah, it was
also called
Archie.
I kind of believe
this,
like, it though.
Cat that she was obsessed with
called Archie. But apparently, like, I mean, would you be surprised? She does love animals.
I don't think she would name her royal baby after a kitty cat. Like,
I don't know, you love animals. I feel like you could possibly.
But like, I had a cat called Felix. Loved him. R.I.P.
So would you call
but
him
I would
your
not
son
name
Felix?
My son Felix.
You'd be like,
after
here,
the
Felix.
Cat. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, wait a second.
Like,
and so much went on the day and the day after she had the baby. So just to break it down, how it all came out. Obviously, it was on the bank holiday Monday, so cheers, Megs. Like, you know, trying to take it easy. And a press release went around being like, Meghan Markle went into labor this morning, and immediately I was like, oh my God, she's had the child. And every other website was like, she's in labor. But I was like, no, like, she's obviously had the child. Like, why would they say she did go into labor? I was like, oh my God. Then they announced it. Then no one knew if there was going to be pictures, if there was going to be names or anything. And I feel like the way they did it is actually so cute, because people were so confused to how they were going to reveal the baby pictures, the name and everything, because she didn't want to do the whole Linda Wing.
Lindo Wing.
Lindo Wing. But she came out in a white Givenchy trench dress. I loved that, like, her hair wasn't perfect. It was just nice. Like, her makeup was pretty natural. She actually looked a bit shook in the video footage, like a deer in the headlights, didn't she? Like, I really feel like she did genuinely just give birth that day before. Whereas sometimes I've looked at Kate and I haven't believed that she gave birth the day before. Mm. Megan nearly, like, stumbled when she walked out. She looked very shook, I thought, at the very start.
I liked the way the dress kind of, like, accentuated the her, bump. Like, postpartum bump and everything. Like.
And then, obviously, Harry held Archie, which is still being talked about now. And a lot of people are like, why is he the one that held the baby? Because in the past, like, Princess Diana, Kate Middleton.
I have no idea why that's even a talking point, to be honest.
I think it's just a big deal because historically, like, when you compare every single photo now, it's completely out of place. But I personally think, because I obviously don't know what to believe about Meghan, so many rumors go around and stuff, but I think that it was definitely a decision on her part to not hold Archie. I think it was like, right, you take this moment, because she's sick of being, like, accused of like being, like, stealing the limelight all the time. So I feel
so,
like, that was a decision
on the poor girl, like,
I know,
you know, I think,
and I feel like in a way kind of backfired, yeah, because now everyone's like, why did that happen? And they're being negative about it, kind of. But the thing I loved about the whole reveal is, and I had said this to you, I was like, I bet you they're going to put the first proper photos on their Instagram, and they did, and they named him on Instagram too. But in the photo, which I think is the most historic photo of them all, the photo with the Queen, Prince Philip, Harry, and then her mom, Doria, I, like, loved that photo.
Yeah,
and, like,
it was really, really nice.
Imagine going back to her ancestors. Like, they would never have dreamed in a million years they'd be marrying into the royal family. Like, it's such a crazy photo when you actually look at it. Like, it's mad. Like, what she's done, she has brought, like, two worlds together. Like, whatever people think about her, whatever, not only, like, America and Britain, but even racially. Like, it's, like, the first time ever. Like, it's mad.
It's actually, like, historical.
It's so crazy. But I like the name Archie. She showed off his little feet in the other photo.
Yeah,
they've done,
that
so
was really sweet.
I'm waiting for, like, the first full photo, because I felt like on the day they were kind of, like, bundling him away, so we couldn't see his face.
Couldn't really see him.
But they said he had loads of facial hair. Like, where?
What?
Yeah, they said that in the interview when they came out.
Did
Harry
they?
Was like, he's loads of facial hair. Yeah.
Oh,
and everyone's like,
I don't remember that.
But his, that's my British laugh. The royal British laugh. But they had, like, a little hat over his head. So maybe it's his eyebrows or something. They had, like, covered his head quite a lot. But that was such big news, though, and I'm so excited. I'm excited to see what happens. She's on maternity leave now, so we're not going to see her, like, for a while.
For a while, yeah.
So makes me sad.
Yeah.
You don't miss her. You're like,
No, like, give her a bit of time off, like, you know.
And then you need to take over this part of the conversation, because I don't have a fucking clue what this is about. But Tati and James Charles.
Tati, like, Westbrook and James Charles. Drama.
I can't understand or cope.
It's so intense.
Explain
you,
it to
you don't,
a lame
you're,
person
you don't
like
really
me.
Keep up with the, like, US YouTubers.
I don't.
I'd be in the know now.
The drama channels give me anxiety, and I'm not even on them.
Oh my god, no, it's crazy. But, like, okay.
Break it down now for a lame
person.
Break
it down.
Like,
so honestly, like, you should all know by now, but anyway. the James Charles
just
thing,
get off
right?
the podcast, we don't know.
So over the weekend, Tati Westbrook, now she's, like, a really big YouTuber over the US as, like, a beauty guru.
Did she start off in makeup?
She used to
then?
Be an actress though.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she used to be an actress, and then she started her own YouTube channel. And she owns this vitamin, it's like a skin, hair, and nail
supplement.
Like, vitamin supplement thing brand called Halo Beauty.
I had never heard of it before, by the way, until now.
I hadn't either. But, like, I knew who she was anyway. And she
hashtag publicity.
Apparently she had actually put up an Instagram story, like, giving out about James
crying,
and then she uploaded this video. But she didn't actually name James in the Instagram stories, but then she uploaded the video, whatever.
But didn't he go back on his Instagram and say, if you're going to talk about me, say my name or something? I saw a clip of that.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway,
and that's what prompted her.
Yeah, this 45 minute long video.
No, like,
literally.
My poor sister was trying to watch it today, and she was like, Ali, I got through, like, 2 minutes.
No, like, it was intense. But basically, she's hating on James because when he went to Coachella, he went and he got VIP. So VIP at Coachella basically isn't really VIP anymore. Like, you can buy VIP, like, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can buy VIP if you have
not real
a bit of
VIPs.
Like. So he had VIP, but all the, like, proper celebrities that go to Coachella now
VIP.
They get artist passes, so they're, like, in with the performers, that area.
That's crazy.
So, like, that's what people are doing now. And anyway, but James didn't have that. So when he went to Coachella, he said that he was in this VIP area and he was getting mobbed by fans.
Which, can we just say, we were talking to Jason and Paul from the White Moose Cafe last night, and they had video footage, like receipts of James Charles being in there, and he's like completely on his own, like minding his own business. No one is coming up to him, and they said he definitely wasn't being mobbed.
And like Jason and Paul, they went to the second weekend of Coachella, and they saw him in the VIP area. They said like he was literally on his own. He had like a security guard with him.
So weird.
Jason's little sister Rachel like went over and asked him for a picture.
Yeah.
And apparently he was so rude. Literally looked her up and down and was like, okay.
Don't look like her up so and down, rude.
And they met like other people that are, they met like Victoria Monet and stuff and said they're all really sound, but they said James was like so rude.
Wow.
Anyway, so he was saying that he was being mobbed by fans. He was
probably Rachel. She started all of this.
Imagine.
He's like, right, I need to get out of here.
So he basically said that Sugar Bear Hair, which is another vitamin.
Yeah, everyone kind of knows that one, I feel, because all the Kardashians promote it and everything. Yeah.
They pose on Instagram with the little fucking gummy in their mouth. And they're like, Sugar Bear Hair, hashtag ad.
Yeah.
Anyway. He said that they contacted him and they're like, look, we hear you're getting mobbed by fans.
Because that was what was going around.
We'll provide you with security and get you artist passes or something like that in exchange for
a post.
A post, like a sponsored post, whatever. That's what he said happened. But obviously, like, Tati had her own, like, sources or whatever that were telling her that he actually went to them.
So the big deal is, just for anyone who doesn't know the situation, is she basically helped start his entire career. She runs this company, and then they're basically best friends, and he backstabbed her by promoting her rival.
Like, stab in the back.
And did he contact her to say, just FYI, I'm about to do a post? Isn't that the problem? He didn't message her at all.
Yeah, I think so. Or like, I think the whole thing was that he was saying like, oh, they got in touch with me and like blah, blah, blah. What was I supposed to do? I was being mobbed. But she was like, well, you could have just left.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Coachella's on every year. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Just to go with a completely, her biggest rival brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was like huge. And like, you know, the way these influences are, especially in the US, they're so fucking dramatic about
so
everything.
So dramatic.
They're like, you know, you shouldn't have done that brand deal.
No,
like
45 minutes.
No, 45
Honestly, the first 10 minutes was her explaining why she decided to do the video. I was like, all right, go on, like, get into
it. So that was like the beef between them. But then she brought in stuff about him like being sexually predatory towards
allegedly
towards straight guys.
Yes. Yeah, so it kind of went down a really weird turn, didn't
it?
And that's
so weird
because he's lost 3 million users as of today, so it could be more by the time this goes out. And people like Kylie Jenner, who he'd like done videos with recently, have unfollowed him, haven't they?
Yeah.
Do you think it's more about the sexual stuff then, than him just being a dickhead? Like,
yeah, like, I think it's just spiraled, really. Like, if you go onto YouTube now and search James Charles, the amount of videos people have
given
put up,
out.
My experience of James Charles, blah, blah. Oh, like, there's so many people that come out of the woodwork.
I feel, and I was saying this last night when we were talking to Jason and Paul, like, I obviously don't know the situation. I don't follow them. But, like, he's 19 years old. I'm kind of like, everyone needs to calm down. He didn't kill anyone. Like, I feel like, I understand she was annoyed, but like, she's a grown woman. Like, it's very immature to go on.
Yeah.
And also, whatever, people can feel sorry for her, but her brand is probably going to go skyrocketing in sales.
Yeah.
No one had heard of it before. So like, boo hoo, whatever. Like, she's after getting 3 million extra followers.
Yeah.
Halo is now everywhere. Like, the damage is done. I feel like now, like, there should be a stop put to the amount of stuff going on, because like, he's still a teenager.
I get that he's a teenager, but he has been around for a while, and he has been involved in other kind of scandal things.
Yeah.
So I think this is why this blew up so much,
big,
because
yeah.
he hasn't exactly like been like, for instance, like, you know, other YouTubers that like no one really has a problem with, like, say Jenna Marbles, for example. She's been around so long. She's never been involved in any scandals, like, blah, blah. If this happened to her, people would be like, oh, no.
Leave her alone.
Like, giving her a second
chance.
I just
think, like, he didn't kill anyone. And it's one influencer against another. It's one being like, my brand. And he's like, I wanted VIP passes. Like, when you actually break down what happened, it's so stupid. Like,
but I don't think it's all about that, though. It's about, like, all the stuff that's coming out about
him. This is what I mean. I think she was so annoyed, she's using this as a way to like get revenge. So she's going into things that like have nothing to do with their fight.
And then, like, there was something about, like, her birthday back in February.
Mm.
And, like, he tried...
Said something, was it?
He, like... I don't know. Something happened anyway. And that's, like, the moment where loads of people were like, we're not talking to him anymore.
I know. I'm like, what went down?
Like, Jeffree Star came out.
You see, when Jeffree gets involved in things, I don't even listen to him because he's such a drama queen. Mm.
He is very problematic himself.
Yeah.
And like, he, like, had serious scandals.
Did he?
Before. Sorry, I have a lozenge in my mouth, by the way. That's why I sound weird.
No, he's always he's bitching about everyone. So when Jeffree Star gets involved, I actually ignore it. I'm like, whatever. He loves the drama. He loves just getting involved. It's just crazy. There's this whole YouTube community going on. Like, we think we had drama here in Ireland in the last year. Clearly not. Like, imagine this was going down.
Yeah.
In Ireland, like, drama channels.
Yeah.
I would die.
No, like, imagine.
Imagine. There's only about seven influencers.
Like, the biggest drama channel is called Drama Alert. And it's that you like, drama alert. Like, it's so intense.
And are people just, like, at parties and they see things happen and stuff? Where, like,
yeah, like, people send in tips.
Although, see, it's so different in Ireland because of defamation. If someone's face was on a channel like that here, they'd literally, like, be sued for, like, 50 grand.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, you can literally say whatever you want. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And have no proof, like... Wow. I like, the thing is, I feel sorry for him just a little bit. Maybe he is an asshole, but like, I am just so anti online mobs. I don't think anything deserves this level of scrutiny unless you're R. Kelly and you had girls in your house and you were doing all that stuff to them. Like, fair enough, I'm like, mute R. Kelly hashtag. But other things, I'm like, like, whatever. Like,
it'll blow over though.
I mean, I'd be worried for him for his collaborations,
like,
though.
Think about what happened with Logan Paul. He is fine now.
But his following went up straight away. And I was saying that to you the other day. Like, it's weird that James, this has all gone down immediately. Yeah, everyone's forgotten the Logan Paul thing. They're like, huh? That was horrendous.
See, his following didn't go straight up. Straight away though
I remember it plummeted. Did it?
And then it went back up.
Because I just remember the stories at the time being like millions of new followers for Logan Paul after the drama. I remember being like, wow.
Yeah, no, that's after, because I remember his subscriber count, like there was a live subscriber count thing and it was literally like going down. Yeah. Like that was, I think,
what do you
one of the biggest scandals.
What
ever.
Do you think is going to happen with James Charles though and his like collabs? Like the Morphe palette and like all
yeah,
that
like
stuff.
They unfollowed him on Instagram.
Did they?
Morphe, yeah. And like he did a palette with them. So like that's gone.
You see, that's why I think it's like too far. Would you not, like, you can't listen to people bitching and take it for word and then drop someone. Like, I think that's madness.
Mm. That's oh my God, sorry.
What?
I totally forgot to say this to you. There's this YouTuber, right? What's his name? Oh my God, you're going to love this.
Is this going to give me anxiety?
This YouTuber called Antphrodite.
Right.
And he's basically a psychic and he does psychic readings for YouTubers, right?
Oh my God.
And 2 weeks ago he did one on James Charles before all of this happened and literally predicted the whole thing.
What did he say? There's going to be huge drama.
He said that there was going to be huge drama with his tour, that it would be an absolute disaster. He said...
I don't want to go to
that
this
he
prison.
Would have a huge falling out with someone that he like... thinks is really close. Stop. He's really close to my friend. Literally sent this to
did
me
he air
night.
It
yeah
oh my God
and he posted it 2 weeks ago.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And what and was then, James Charles saying in it, like, oh no
like the people aren't actually there, he like does it over through tarot cards and stuff.
That's so weird.
No, it's so crazy. And I was looking, he has loads of videos with doing other celebrity readings. He had one about Ariana and Pete and basically predicted that Mac was going to die.
Stop it.
And he had posted like ages before it happened.
Right. We all need to stop the podcast right now to know what
it's crazy. So it's Antphrodite. Search that on YouTube.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
So excited to watch that.
Yeah.
Me and Kendra have been to, we went to two tarot card readings there in the space of 2 weeks, right?
You wouldn't lie to me, so.
And well, maybe you did. Okay, let's say what they said. Well, basically, so you went to two, right? They were literally in the space of 10 days, weren't they? It was so weird.
Yeah.
One of them was for Suzanne Jackson's Kaylee collab. And she was amazing. I loved her. She was so good. She was so on it. Like, she just knew. Like, some of them, you're like, oh, whatever. They'd know that if they Googled or whatever. But there were some things she said to me that I was like, holy shit.
Mm.
And she was so good at, like, predicting situations and people. And for you, she did say you were going to find love in 7 weeks, didn't she?
Yeah.
So that's what didn't happen. But yeah, you never know. Maybe you did.
Like, she didn't say exactly 7 weeks, but she was like, you know, like, it'll happen soon. Like, maybe 7 weeks. Like,
yeah.
And then the other separate psychic said basically the same thing. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to meet the love of my life.
So yeah, all of Kendra's readings were fab. They were like, you're going to live happily ever after.
Likewise.
I can't even remember. The first one was just them telling me to let go of someone. I remember she was like, there's definitely a guy around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, stay the fuck away. I was like, right. And then I went to the second one and
you hated that one.
I hated her.
You were literally like,
because it was so bad, right? She basically was like, you know, like, you shuffle the deck of cards and you put them all out. And she was like, right, I'm going to do this as this month and then next month, the month after. So there was 5 cards. And she was like, these are all the next couple of months and these are all going to represent what they're going to be like. So this was a Christmas time, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that month was like good. It was like happy days. January was like really good and was like money and like happy times. And then February was like...
was good as well.
Was good. And she was like, oh, I see like applause and a crown. And I was like, oh my God, like the gossies are on in February. And she's like, yeah. And then she was six. There was 3 more then. So she went into March and she was like... Oh, I was like, oh my God, what? And she was like, oh, I just see a lot of stress, like a lot of problems. She's like, look, we'll go into April. But she was like,
oh, it's worse.
Yeah, like I was like, oh my God, what? And she was like, yeah, no, it's just not good. She's like, look, we'll go to the last month. And then she was like, yeah, so the last one was really bad as well, right? So it was all bad. So then she did another shuffling and I did it again. And it was like the present, the past, the present and the future. And the past, I can't remember what that was about, but the present was like kind of a little bit troublesome, a bit of stress going on. And then the future was a volcano erupting and everything around it burning to shreds. And she was like, oh, right. I was like, that's my future.
Like, she's like,
well, you know, I'm not really like, you know, I'm not a psychic. I'm more on intuition. She was like literally trying to backpedal. I was like, oh my God, what does this mean? Like,
I'm more about the energy.
Yeah. She was like, if you just keep going the way you're going, she was like, you're going to get sick and you're going to burn out. And then I got really sick. Do you remember over Christmas? Yeah. I was like, oh, fab. So I left that one. And I remember the Peoria's. I won't even say what event it was, but I remember the Peoria's like, oh, how did you get on? I was like, fab. Like,
no, you hated it. And I thought mine was amazing. I was like, oh, that was so good.
You're like, I'm about to fall in love. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Well, I'm going to die.
Like, literally. She was like, this can just lead to like very serious illness. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, okay, great.
But she was kind of right. Like, I did get very sick like over Christmas. But still, I was meant to go see one today and I had to cancel it. But I would love to go. We should go to another one.
Yeah.
And just... Like, I do definitely feel people do pick up on intuitions.
Yeah.
I think there are people that are like slightly psychic because they see the future. But then there's other people. Like, when I was like 14, I went to a clairvoyant and she was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things she said to me, like, no one in the whole world knew. Like, I was 14. I wasn't telling people things. And like, she just knew so much and she foresaw so much. I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely ones out there that like... Actually,
I think it's all very much to do with like your star sign as well, and like when, what date you were born, what time.
Yeah,
like,
I so believe stuff. In astrology.
Yeah, so do I. You know that chart you can do.
Yeah,
and it's so accurate. Like
mine is like me drowning in water. Do you mind telling you that?
Yeah, so because
I'm
weird.
Does it? It makes total sense though, doesn't it? Because I'm a
drowning in your own emotions.
Drowning in my emotions, like Christ. I'm a Scorpio, and we are like the most intense signs. Anyway. But everyone has like moons in different planets and stuff like that and in different star signs. So you could be like a Scorpio, but your moon could be in like Taurus or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've done my astrology readings and both times everything bar like 2 things are in Scorpio. I remember my friend who did it for me first. She was like, oh my God, like, how do you like go about your day? She was like, you're literally drowning in your emotions, like drowning in yourself. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, that sounds about right. But it's so funny because it's based on like the time you're born, the place, the location and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's so true. Like everything. Like I know when you read horoscopes in a magazine, whatever, they're like something great's going to happen. But like these kind of readings, when you go to the books and everything, like it's like your actual personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who you're best. Do you know who you're best suited to star signs wise?
God, I can't remember.
I think mine is actually a Scorpio. And my like my first like love was like a Scorpio. So apparently like 2 Scorpios are good together.
But God, you'd think it'd be the opposite.
I know, but see, not all Scorpios have all their moons or whatever and drowning themselves to death. Like there are, he wasn't like very intense like that at all, but he was like emotional. Like I'm an emotional person. So if I was with someone who, like I know people that are like kind of emotional and they're with really logical, straight talking.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. Like I'd be like, don't get me.
Yeah,
like I'm like, no, like this happened. I'd be so OTT, and they'd be like, oh my fucking god. I need someone to be like, oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, maybe that is a disaster. That sounds terrible. Sorry. So speaking of like going right off the track, there,
yeah, talking about
to my personal love history and my astrology, talking about psychics and stuff. Keeping Up with the Kardashians has also come back in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we were watching the episode of them in Bali. Were you watching the one with me of them all doing the readings?
No, I missed that one.
It was so good. Because Courtney and Scott were in their reading and they basically were like, you were soulmates and you were soulmates before and you've met again. I was like, and it was really interesting because they were talking about Sophia and like they never mentioned her name and they brought her up in that episode. Scott Disick's girlfriend Sophia Richie, and Chloe was like, how does she, like you're on holiday with Courtney and her kids, like she's not here, how is she dealing with it all? And he was like, honestly, like if I was her I wouldn't be able to. So I don't know how she's in that relationship, like, and then so to watch crazy. An episode of your boyfriend being like your soulmates with your ex and you're sitting there together, you're like
yeah, it's awkward. Like.
But we've been kind of let down by the Kim Kardashians, haven't we? And we're obsessed. Like, that's our favourite show, basically.
We're just waiting for the Tristan stuff, like, and it's, I don't care about any of the other narratives, like,
like, the Malibu Fire episode was good. Yeah. But they didn't show that, like, Kim and Kanye, like, very famously rented, like, or whatever, hired their own firefighters to, like, how was that not filmed? Would that not have been, like... Although that probably sounds so selfish. Why wasn't the crew there?
Why weren't they filming?
Why did they risk their lives to show us entertainment? No, you know what I mean, though? They didn't even mention that. I wonder, were they worried about coming across badly?
Maybe, yeah.
Because she was there at the prison reform. Like, imagine I was turning the phone, guys, can someone find me, like, a firefighter? My kitchen's on fire.
like one.
So, yeah, I'm so ready for the Tristan stuff to happen. I'm just, like, bored.
Because I think we still have a while to wait. Because, like, Christmas hasn't even happened.
Mother of God.
And, like, all the Tristan stuff kicked off in, like, February. So, like, we still have a bit to go.
They don't even have, like, coming up. Like, give us a little sizzler.
I hate the way they film the show. It's so bad.
But Jim was saying to you on the podcast I did with Perez Hilton, he was like, why don't they start doing it real time? As in, like, the way the only way is Essex is. Yeah. Wouldn't that be unreal if something happened on a Monday and on the Friday? I think the big problem is that they're all executive producers. So there's obviously like 95% of stuff cut out.
Oh, yeah.
So if they shot on a Monday
and
Tuesday. Yeah,
they probably watch everything back. Like they really
I don't think
do.
They'd have time to sit through edits then. Imagine like the time. But I would definitely worry for the show, like if it's going to continue, because I feel like Kylie is now so big and she's barely in it. So everyone wants to know what she's doing.
I honestly don't think they need to do the show anymore.
They basically do the show on their own Instagram.
They're kind of just
like and if Chloe is like, I'm gonna wait to say something to the show, but then she's like on Twitter being like, fuck you and you ruined my life, it makes it hard to wait 6 months to see her say that again on the show. Stuff like, and even like the Met Gala, for example, like I always liked the Met Gala episode and I love following all that. But then Kim did that whole thing with Vogue. So we already got to see with Vogue magazine. So we already got to see how she got ready and talking about Kanye. And it's like, what are we going to get out of it on the show then?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder, is it time to call time on Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't think they really need to do it anymore. I think they're more just doing it because they can. Like,
and they're getting a million
an
episode.
And it's easy. And yeah, they're getting money for
Scott
it.
Scott definitely, it's his 9-to-5 job. Like, he has no other job.
Yeah. And like, I remember, I think Kim said before, it's like having their own like home videos. It is kind of cool. Like,
Chloe just looks back and wants to cry. I'd say every episode it's a new man who's like ruined her life. She had a whole season with the man who like had sex with prostitutes and did drugs. Like, cheers.
A whole different show.
A whole different show. Like, Chloe and Lamar. She's
series.
Like great. And yeah, talking about Lamar, he's doing a tell-all book.
Yeah.
How dare he?
How dare. But he basically admits to being a sex addict in it. And he
says he couldn't keep his junk in his trunk, basically.
Yeah. He says that he's had sex with over 2,000 women.
Shut up.
2,000!
1,800 of those is probably during his marriage.
Although,
to
like, in comparison to some of those Love Island lads,
Do you think 2000?
Probably not that much.
No, stop. Okay.
No, like, honestly.
2000?
I remember, like, you know, back in the heyday of, like, Geordie Shore.
When you were, like,
no, back
around.
In the heyday. No, remember when Geordie Shore was at its, like, peak. And, like,
oh, yeah,
Gaz,
they probably got to 2000.
Them. Like, they,
I'd say, yeah.
Well over, I'd say.
Oh, my God, that makes
they
me
were
sick.
Shagging, like, four people in
the
night.
Amount of STDs must be going around. Like, I can't cope. But like, is Lamar saying in the book, obviously this is all alleged STDs, by the way, I don't want to be like, sue
yeah,
some of
they all
like,
have STDs, allegedly.
With Lamar though, is he saying in it that it was like during his marriage a lot of it, or was this because he was like an NBA player and everyone liked him because of that?
No, well, like he says, he talks about Chloe obviously, and he says like, look, that like at the start of their marriage it was like really good, whatever, but then he said like the affairs started and he said like his sex addiction went hand in hand with his addiction to cocaine.
So he was doing drugs and then
yeah, he said like they literally like.
But like, Julie's like at the start of the marriage was great. They got married after a month.
A month of no.
So is that saying the first 4 weeks were fab and then he started having affairs? That's not a long time, hon, to like be loyal.
Yeah. And he says like for as long as he can remember, like he's been obsessed with sex. Like he's obviously always been like this. And he said that he ran out of porn to watch. He literally said that.
He ran out.
He ran out. As in...
Like there's a full deep dark web.
All the porn in the world.
He's watched it.
Lamar Odom ran out.
Oh my God. Like... It's like, Joe, when you're watching Instagram stories and it's like, you're all caught up. Did you get like a notification?
Yeah, he got to the end of fucking porn or whatever.
Being like, sorry.
He's like, oh, shite.
He's like, right, he will have an affair with now.
Wow, yeah.
Poor Chloe. Like, why is he releasing those details? It's actually so mean. Any pride she has in herself, like that would really hit you hard.
Yeah.
Like, I do always feel sorry for, because even, like, me, like, I'm a normal girl, and, like, if I think someone doesn't like me or like someone else more, I'm like, oh, like, it upsets you. But imagine her. She's one of the, like, biggest well-known people in the world, and her husband was having multiple affairs, and now he's out chatting about it.
Yeah.
That would hurt me. That would be sore, like. And she basically saved his life.
I think
then.
She has bigger fish to fry now, so I don't think.
But
she
it's
gives
another
a fuck.
Knock, though. I'm sure she's getting tweets and stuff. I should be like, fuck's sake, I'm trying to get through like this Tristan situation. And Lamar's like, oh hey, remember that time I cheated on you 1,000 times? I'm just gonna talk about it.
1,000 times.
No, he probably did, Kendra.
He probably did.
1,000 was probably pre Chloe, and then 1,000 during. Like she so must crazy. Have known. I know she always says she knew about the drugs. But she kind of maintains she didn't know about the cheating, doesn't she?
Yeah.
How could you even stay married to someone who's off doing cocaine, though? Like, and you're only married a couple of weeks, would you not be a bit
he
like, hello?
He says in the book that she used to question him and he said he would get so defensive that she would just drop it then.
Oh my God.
So he always
gaslighting.
Denied it. Like,
gaslighting. Yeah.
He said, like, he always denied it.
So he's, like, apologetic in the book then, is he?
Yeah, like, he says, like, he...
Is it called Dear Chloe?
He wishes he was a better man and all this stuff. I think he's, like, free from drugs now and all that crack.
I'm sure.
He, like, I'm pretty sure had a really bad childhood and stuff. Like, it's
I know.
It's horrible, like...
But still, like, you have to take control of who you become as an adult. And I always fall for this stuff, too, with girls, even, like, friends and guys. If someone's had, like, a really hard time, I'm like, oh, do you know what? But, like, everyone has their own hard times. You don't just, like... become an asshole and like cheat on someone and like
you don't punch someone in the face
no.
and then be like I've had a really hard time
my dad like wasn't around you know like I'm allowed to punch you like no you can't I wonder what's gonna happen like do you remember that time he nearly died like I feel like the Kardashians saved his life with prayer and thoughts I'm so into positivity but like they literally did they like jetted to
like,
his side
they paid for all that I'd say
paid for the prayers
no paid for his hospital
oh
shit,
like. Probably yeah but like what a way do you remember when the story came out it was like he was found in a brothel in Las Vegas like
and she like
unconscious
to be by his side
and then
she
brought him
around she had filed
divorce,
for divorce
and
then
she stopped.
Paused the proceedings
and then do you remember Kanye's gig was it in New York she brought everyone was like oh my god are they getting back together
she moved him into her house and everything like she really cared for him but then she was like still don't like you so
because even when I watched the recent episodes of the Kardashians she's very different to the rest of them like she definitely cares more like even during the Malibu fires she's like freaking out and like worrying about their stuff and Courtney's like on her phone playing like some game or something like no one seems to care she's like so attached to people and to things I do feel really sorry for her like she just wants to happy ever after like she wants to settle down
I think
she needs to just go for different types of guys. Like I've said this before.
She
like
should have known with Tristan. She should have known.
Well.
But I will.
if the fact that he had a girlfriend who was pregnant at the time is a bit of a telltale sign, like,
yeah.
Even if I know she says they were broken up, fair enough if they were, I would still heavily question someone for breaking up with someone. Like,
yeah.
Where is the loyalty? Where is the commitment? Like, if you have a 6-month pregnant girlfriend, would you not give it a chance?
Mm.
Like, that would definitely concern me. Like, I would be worried.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when new couples start off and they both cheat on their partners and stuff. I'm like, I don't think I'd be able to do that. The first week or two, you'd be like, woo. And then you'd be like, oh my God, wait, is he going to meet someone? Because he used to meet me. Like, I just don't think I could do that. Mm.
It's like building a house on shite foundations.
And I feel like that's what she did with Tristan.
Yeah.
So, like, the weird thing is, like, they planned true. Like, it wasn't an accident. Like, so they obviously, she felt so trustworthy and so confident to, like, create a life with him.
I think her biological clock was
just ticking.
And she was like, fuck.
What age is she? 35?
No, she's younger than that. I think she's 34?
Okay, 33? Yeah.
34? And, like, her entire family are having, like, 7,000
kids,
like, so she's like, oh.
Maybe that's what happened. Yeah. I mean, he did seem nice. When you watch back the episodes
He seemed lovely, like.
When they're together and, like, all the little photo shoots they were doing. And, like, he's obviously just a con artist, like.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
He's just a young athlete.
Yeah.
Like,
so good luck.
Good luck to you. Like.
Those two things are the thing. Youth
young and athlete.
Actually, do you know what? I think just athlete. equals cheater.
Like, simple math. But
accountant and middle aged grant.
equals stable.
Stable. I know, which is the one thing we have run away from, Kendra. Oh my God. Actually, I'm so excited. I know we're not going to get into it in this episode, but we're going to have Orla McConnon on in the next couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
And like,
Orla is probably one of the funniest people I know.
Like, so gas. She's and so she funny. Did a column for us before called Single in the City. And very coincidental, because like a few weeks into it, she met her now like long-term boyfriend when she was writing it. But she always had really good antidotes and really good stories. So we're bringing in the Prosecco. I feel like we need to bring in the tissues, Kendra. Like, I'm not ready for this episode.
It's
going to be dramatic. We're going to talk about like dating and love and assholes. And yeah, very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Assholes being the people, by the way, not like sex. Like, just not nice people. Maybe we'll go down that road. No, we won't. Well,
we probably will.
We probably will. Like, we're not even drinking for a second and I'm already like, do you know what, actually?
You know, let's talk about it.
But yeah, the Kardashians, what else has been going on? Oh, Kim and the legal thing. I think it's so cool that she's becoming a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm like, power so to you. Cool. Legally Blonde in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually...
She can do anything.
And in fairness, when you're watching the episodes, like, she's not like, yeah, I'm in law school. She actually is, like, sitting there reading books, like, going through stuff.
Yeah.
I would just love to see Kim rep someone in court, like...
Oh, my God. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No,
but
me neither.
Then again, like, stranger things have happened.
But imagine if, like, Kendall got caught in a DUI and then Kim went to court to represent
her. Yeah, like, sauntering into court, like, hi.
Hi.
Kim Kardashian West. Oh, reporting my God. Reporting for duty.
KKW. Be on her, like, briefcase.
Like, I love that.
And it's actually mad because right before the Met Gala, Kim covered Vogue. And I didn't even click with me. That was her first time ever solo. Covering American Vote. Isn't that insane? She's like the biggest celebrity of our lifetime. Like, realistically, she is. Yeah. Like, how is it taking so long?
Well, she was on it with Kanye before, but yeah, that was different.
But you remember even she was saying it in the Vogue video that like the first Met Gala she went to, she was Kanye's plus one. It was very clearly said to her that like Kanye
and she
is
felt like
fashion.
She shouldn't really be there.
Yeah. But Kanye was like this fashion forward icon and then Kim was this reality star who got famous from a sex tape. Like, it was kind of like, oh, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one of the first years I'd gone over for the Oscars, the Vanity Fair party is the one that everyone like wants to go to. It's a massive one. And I was like, what are my chances of going? And everyone was like, huh? And I remember that year Kim was like refused. Like, she wasn't allowed into the party. That's not that long ago. That's like 5 years ago.
And now she's literally
now she's on
like
the cover.
Hollywood royalty.
Yeah. So like what?
But back then
changed?
She was like trash.
Is it just because she like launched the app, she got into business, she became like a reputable business person, and then Kanye really helped bring her into more serious
I think so.
Territory? Because now I think the opposite. Now I think Kanye's bringing her down, like, because he's coming across mad. Whereas before he was like this genius, musical, intelligent. Now he's like, oh, what's he gonna say today? Like,
I think the real turning point for Kim was, remember her Kim Kardashian Hollywood app,
yeah,
and that started. And I remember when she started it, people were like, oh, what a fucking stupid idea. But then it literally millions. Was making millions, yeah. And she was making the cover of Forbes and like yes. all this stuff.
Yeah, I remember
and people
that.
Were like, "Whoa!" Like
she started doing business conferences yeah, and talking at them.
That's when she really was seen as a businesswoman.
Wow, and it's when you compare her to Kylie, who's now the world's youngest soft billionaire. Like mm. Kim has worked for like 2 decades, really, and Kylie's like, "I only want a lip kit."
A lip kit.
And now she's. And obviously all the backlash going on with her at the moment as well. Mm-hmm. So she has her new skincare range coming out called Kylie Skin, which I think is a mistake. And I'm Kylie's number one fan. Yeah. Like I have all of her products. I literally do. But skincare is like, if Courtney brought it, I was saying this to you during the week, because Courtney's so into like natural mm-hmm. products and like veganism and like she understands food and stuff like that. I feel mm-hmm. like if she'd brought out a natural range, I actually would have tried it.
Yeah.
But Kylie's like, here's some cleansing wipes and yeah. a walnut scrub, which apparently is the devil. I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until this week. But yeah. apparently it can cause micro tears yeah. on your skin. And you're never meant you're to do it like more than skin. Once a week. And she's like, I was like, you can use this every day. So she hasn't come back out and hit and said anything.
Kylie,
in return.
I feel like people forget as well. Kylie is 21.
Yeah.
What the fuck does she know about
no,
skin?
No, it's a terrible idea. I feel like 21 year olds nowadays, do they know about makeup? Hell yes. Probably more than I do. But do they know how to take care mm-hmm. of their skin? I don't think so. I barely know still. I'm 29.
The campaign images and stuff, like she looks amazing, but Kylie gets facials every week. She yes. has filler, like she probably has loads.
She's
of
like,
other
this
stuff
is how
done.
I get my baby face, like no. As Chloe says on the trailer, liar, liar. So yeah, it's interesting to see the tide turn, and then she's trademarked Kylie Baby, so we mm-hmm. all think there's going to be a baby range. And I saw this morning she's trademarked something else. Did you see that?
No,
I can't remember what it was now, but there's something else she's after trademarking. So she's on a roll. She's made her billion. She's obviously wanting to be making more billions.
I think the skincare will probably do well with younger people.
Yeah, like if I was 14 and using simple cleansing yeah. wipes anyway, I say that now. I've actually been using them all week because I haven't been using my cleanser.
Don't say that. People come after
I'm 29. Like, why? No, like, I actually, do you know what it is? I don't have the cotton pads. I have all my cleansing products, but I've just been lazy.
You know what? I actually ran out of, remember we got that Bioderma?
I love that.
Oh my God, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's so
good. I need to get more.
Good.
I ran out of it. It's deadly.
What else do I love at the moment? Do you know that Nivea range we got sent in? I don't know if you took any products.
I haven't tried that.
It's like lavender on your face. It's so good. That's the thing. If you're putting something on your skin, you want it to be expensive. You want it to be like clinically mm-hmm. proven. You don't want Kylie Jenner being like, just scrub it on your face, you're grand. Like,
yeah, in this shite,
I think it's a mistake.
Baby pink
yeah.
packaging.
Now I'm just like, is Kendall going to bring something out? She's the odd one out. Like, she's going to bring out something probably really random.
But did you see that she brought out that moon thing? And it's like,
but it's just like in a I thought it was a brow gel.
No, it's a teeth whitening thing.
Oh, but isn't it like Moon by Kendall? It's not like her company.
Yeah, but then I think people got confused because Kim Kardashian put up a thing and was like, oh my God, Kendall, I didn't even know you did this.
And she's like, I didn't.
Yeah, and she's like, it's just a partnership.
Wow. God, like, and it's mad to think how much money they're making at the moment. Didn't Chris only recently say like it's like minimum 500 grand or something, isn't it now, for a post?
Yeah, she was like, it depends which like member of the family it is. Like, obviously Kylie would be the most expensive
and Kendall would be
the
least
million.
I'd say, or maybe Courtney. Who would I prefer? Kendall's so hip though, and when you think of like Firefest, she got like 200 grand for that one post, wasn't it?
Sorry, did you see the ad Kylie put up, like, was it yesterday? And it's like, it's the weirdest ad I've ever seen her do. It's like one of those ones where she's posing with loads of designer bags and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, and she's giving away like loads
yeah,
of designer bags.
All the bags and then like 20 grand in cash. But the people have to go onto Scott's profile, like Scott Disick, and follow everyone he's following. They're the terms of the competition.
I'd nearly do it to be
Isn't
honest.
Isn't that
the bags
really weird though?
So
and like
random.
All the people to follow are like brands. Brands that already have like millions of followers.
Do they?
It's really weird.
How are they going to know who's followed them? Like, to choose the winner?
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah. Guys,
but
we
I'm
promise
like,
we'll
Kylie,
never do a competition like that.
Kylie doesn't even
You're
need to do that.
You're a billionaire.
You're a billionaire.
No, that's so insane.
It's actually
They will never have enough money though. They will always want more money. Like, yeah. It's just the way they are. Kris Jenner, you know, momager. Okay. We're just finished now. So that was our little catch up. It was just literally chatting about what's been going on since we've been away. We have Laura in from Crave Closet next week, so we're going to chat all about our collab and her collab with Topshop and everything that's going on in business, which is so exciting. So yeah, do make sure to go on to cravecloset.com if you haven't. It's so good, such good value. I'm actually going to wear a bay in a few weeks on a hen, and I'm like looking up the swimsuits. They look fab. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Cork, Belfast or Dublin, pop into Topshop and check out Crave Closet. And that's it from us this week.